the sweet show, everybody gets down with the music.
Rita, I guess we're going to start calling you Dope MC.
Based on my calculations from the total number of times I have aired copyrighted music on this show, I assume by logic that we can extend the streak of our infringements and not acquire proper licenses. F*** the police.
As our different intro music told you many times over, this is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. My name on the streets is Jay Sizzle, but you can call me Josh.
All my homies know me as Papa G. But you can call me Jeff.
I can't do it. I can't follow that act. And the ladies like to call me LLZ, but you can call me Zach.
LLZ, is that short for something?
Ladies love cool Zach.
Should there have been a C in there?
Yeah. Nope. That's how cool he is. He doesn't need the C.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're so cool, dog. We be getting in touch with all the gangsters. Might cause some cussing to happen, and our mamas won't be proud of that.
For sure.
That's so gangster.
To stay deece, for all of you peeps, we're mixing a little sample we call the bleep of the week.
Rita, you know how we do. Hit me with your digits, girl.
581.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Woo-woo!
I love how you come in and out of gangster. It's like you're supposed to read the rule like that.
I'm wearing a f***ing tie.
Hey, that's pretty gangster nowadays.
That's true.
I write out the most gangster line I can think of for you, and you're like, oh, I'll do it, white bread. And then when it comes to like the non-scripted stuff,
for
you're like,
sure.
All right. We're going to start this show by reading some recent news headlines and drawing conclusions about the articles without even reading them.
That's what headlines were made for in the first place, right?
Do that, bitch.
We have Mr. G over here.
Yeah, Papa G loving, because I love that G.
You've really taken to that character.
Yeah, he's, I don't know how.
Jobby gangster.
How long we
don't
can.
Don't you be judging my hood.
Yo, dog, I'm sorry I'm tripping so much over here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm white.
Yeah, you better believe you're white.
I'm so white.
I'm going to fuck your shit up.
No.
Yeah.
No. We're going to have to hypnotize you to turn you back into normal, aren't we?
Probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Starting with our first headline, Michael Phelps finally meets his idol.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. I was going to say Bob Marley or...
All right. Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, yes.
It's obviously Jared from Subway.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do the gangster anymore, I'll be honest. But yeah.
I'm really disappointed in your lack of commitment
to
this.
He's hanging that persona up on the coat rack. Mm. It's all right. We're probably going to be fine with that.
I'll slip into it every now and then.
It sounds good. Yeah. You know, no. Yeah.
I got to throw it in there.
You know what? Don't let us pressure you into doing something that you don't want to do.
It's not like we don't do that every week. The actual story here, Michael Phelps finally meets his idol. He was on a late night talk show and it happens to be Michael Jordan.
No, we weren't even close.
Our logic was up there, but you know, not quite. Okay. Headline two, shelter looking for housing for a 42-pound cat.
So we got Garfield now.
Yeah, I guess so. John Arbuckle's like, I'm sick of your shit. You're eating all my lasagna.
Yeah, I want some fucking lasagna.
You're making me think like I'm a fool, and you're just like sitting there thinking things, and I'm responding to you. You're out of this house.
God damn it, Mondays.
Speaking of Garfield, have you seen those depressing comments where they take Garfield out so it just looks like John's talking to himself? They're so sad.
What about Odie? Odie doesn't count.
No one cares about Odie. We just want lasagna-loving cats. That's the important part right now. We got a 42-pound cat who loves lasagna.
Yeah.
There's a missed opportunity there for like some weird racial stereotypes of Italians.
Oh, I was going to say...
Garfield with a big mustache.
That's the best image ever.
Hey, yo, I hate Mondays and... Pasta fagioli! Pibbidi-bobbidi!
I'm going to kill a spider with this newspaper!
Hey, hey, if you like it, then be sure to put some cheese on it. I think that's like the motto for Italy.
Isn't that Wisconsin?
No, because they have an equivalent to Beyonce over in Italy.
Italia.
I love Italia.
Wasn't that one of the Bond girls?
Italia? Sure.
Sounds like
but
it.
No, yeah, they've got the Italian equivalent of Beyonce. If you like it, then you got to put some cheese on it.
Oh,
the single meatballs.
I really wish our listeners could see that dance because that's what made that right there.
I really wish our listeners didn't have to listen to this.
You know what? You can just get out here then.
Yeah, they won't after today.
Oh, God. What have I done?
All right. So we've beaten that to a bloody pulp. Let's try headline three. Man busted for curbside sex with old couch.
Oh my God, Jeff! What have you done to his couch?
It looked like Cherry.
What are you talking about? Pee-wee's Billy House.
Yeah, Cherry. Hey, Cherry! All my childhood fantasies just came true.
Did you pop Cherry's cherry?
I sure did.
Oh no, Cowboy Curtis. Oh no.
It really wasn't me though.
Oh, I don't know if we actually want to know what happened, so we'll skip on to the other headlines. Now, Detroit sets hopscotch record.
So what, like time wise?
Next headline.
Yeah,
next headline. Our last headline.
No. Here's the thing about the Detroit sets hopscotch record.
Uh-huh.
No one's playing hopscotch in Detroit.
No. If anything, it's like a slang term for something like alcohol.
By hopscotch, they meant hop fence.
Well, they're hopscotch in Detroit. I've been to Detroit, so I know. They got one guy just standing there, and the gangster leader, he just shoots at his feet and makes them dance.
Yeah.
Like hopscotch.
Yeah.
That's their version of hopscotch.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So is there actual scotch involved?
Well, obviously, everyone's drinking scotch.
Oh, after. I would think it makes more fun.
You can't hop and scotch at the same time. You're not going to set a record that way.
Yeah, Josh, you idiot.
You know what?
Don't you know anything?
Talk to Ron Burgundy. He can hop and scotch at the same time.
But that's Ron Burgundy.
Can we legally talk about Ron Burgundy on this podcast?
He's a person.
We talked about Italian Beyonce. I don't see why not.
The only thing we can't talk about is Kanye West because he'll never let us finish.
Can you edit in a rim shot there?
Yeah. Yep.
And then crickets.
There's a rim shot later, too.
Is so there really?
That'll be the episode of rim shots. Okay.
Can that just be the title, rim shot?
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
Give everyone the wrong idea.
That's how we get our likes.
This is going to be the best episode ever, guys.
Well, we could go back to previous episodes like mechanized vagina and dog boners and everything like that.
I think from now on, all of our podcast titles just have to have the word nudes with two O's and a Z.
He's a person.
We talked about Italian Beyonce. I don't see why not.
The only thing we can't talk about is Kanye West because he'll never let us finish.
Last headline, Army soldier tries to cure hiccups, shoots friend.
That's the most self-explanatory headline ever.
Hey, you got the hiccups. I got a great idea. You stay in the corner. I'll grab my M16 here. I'll shoot you in the diaphragm. No longer can you hiccup.
That's true.
That's
true.
The thought. I bet you that's a thought process.
No. But here's the thing. The headline says Army soldier tries to cure hiccups. So I assumed right away that he's the one that had the hiccups.
I didn't even think of that.
He's like, oh, I've got the hiccups. How do I get rid of these? Bang, 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 bang.
Maybe he just wanted to end it all because the hiccups are so horrible.
Get out of here, Jeff.
Hey, it's a thought. We're trying to figure out what these news articles are about.
I don't know.
We got to get to the bottom.
Well,
Scooby-Doo this shit.
It
was old man Jenkins the entire time.
Oh man, he would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for your M16. If you want to read what actually happened in these news stories, be kept up to date on our show or learn the Spanish word for pants, you can follow at No Brainer Show on Twitter or like us on facebook.com/No Brainer Show.
More stupid shit after the short break.
By the time this episode is launched, our Indiegogo campaign will have closed, but we won't be able to release the final total raised until next week.
Why is it going to take so long to get that number?
We went to the bank this morning and asked that the donation be given out in pennies so that we can roll around in all the money they gave.
So to answer your question, Zach, it's going to take quite a bit of time to count those pennies after we've rolled in the dough.
Although I don't think we'll have a lot of money rolling around in, Josh.
No, well, we did have at least one donation that we know of.
I know who that came from, too.
All right. And I'm pretty sure they said straight out they're challenging you.
Yep.
So, actually, I'm the only person who knows what your dare is going to be next week.
She already...
That's actually not true
at all.
She
already did it?
You're not the only person that knows. I know, too.
Oh, did she tell you? Yes, oh, buddy. All right. So next week we will do that Dare for a Dollar challenge that was given to us. If in the case that anybody else has donated to us, I know we're recording this before the end of the event. So in case anybody else challenges us, we'll probably do that one, too.
And I'm so excited.
You just can't hide it.
Yeah. I'm about to lose control. Do you think I like it?
Do you think you like it?
I think so.
I'm so excited! Every once in a while, we like to relax in our leather chairs with a glass of brandy, a fine cigar, and a bloody awful fan fiction.
This week's story is a crossover featuring characters from Twilight's book and film series, as well as the classic Disney movie, Mary Poppins.
By fanfiction.net user Laura Webb, the It's a No-Brainer podcast presents... Mary Poppins Goes to Forks.
One day, Edward and Bella were smexing in his room. Then Mary Poppins came in, and so Edward then goes, "What are you doing here? Weren't you my nanny?" And she goes, "I'd like to make one thing quite clear." And Isabella says, "WTF?" And Mary says, "I never explain anything." So then Edward goes to get his pants off, and he takes too long. So Mary says, "Spit spot." And Bella says, "Ooh, you sexy beast, bite me." And Edward says, "Hey, smex with us." And she says,
"No.
I have no intention of making a spectacle of myself. Thank you." He just stares at her with his dreamy eyes, and she's like, "Sigh. If we must, we must." And then she said, "Let me get my umbrella. We'll make things really have some fun."
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, Jella and Jacob were smexing, too. And then Bert came in. He was only wearing his boxers, which were made of chalk, so luckily or unluckily, it wasn't raining in the room.
I don't know what's more distressing to me, the fact that all of this shenanigans with chalk, or that the guy's name is Bert.
That was the chimney sweep. Yeah, that's Mary Poppins. You know,
I don't fucking know. You think I know Mary Poppins? I don't know the fucking characters. Oh my god, Mary Poppins.
This is like 10 times even more bizarre for you than it is for us.
Oh my god!
All right,
I've seen it. Doesn't mean I know the character names.
Oh, you're gonna love the line that's coming up here. Then
all right,
back to narrator voice.
Angela said, "Hey there, hot stuff. Want a chim-chim-tree your way up over here?"
Chim-chim-cheroo, if you know what I mean.
And then Bert said, "Blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too."
That's not all you want to know.
And also he said, "Yesterday I was a chimney sweep, but today I'm just for you." Then Jacob said, "I want to be in glad company."
What the fuck does that even mean? I want to be in glad company tonight.
I think that was a lyric from the song.
Ask fucking Mary Poppins. You guys clearly know Mary Poppins inside and out.
We never said
Bert
that.
Bert will probably tell you all about it.
All right.
Then back at the other room, Edward says to Mary, "You want to try some of what I'm drinking?" And then Mary was drunk, so she said, "Rum punch." Quite satisfactory.
And how?
And then she hiccuped. And she whips out a spoonful of sugar.
And how?
No, she shouldn't have whipped out a spoonful of sugar.
She should have whipped out her dick.
No, I was going to say she should have taken out a gun. And because that... Okay, sorry.
So Edward gets totally naked and Mary gets out her tape measure and Edward's like, "What's that for?" And Mary's like, "I want to see how you measure up." And then she says, "Just as I thought. Then Mary snapped her fingers and her clothes came off magically and folded themselves to be continued.
No. You read that all wrong. It's then Mary snapped her fingers and her clothes came off magic or came of magically and folded themselves to be continued.
Sorry.
Oh. The narrator kind of makes things more proper.
My true. Voice. True.
It's true. Also, this person can't write for shit.
No.
But I do like how, like, legitimately Mary Poppins lines always are in here are somewhat correct, actually. Like, they're most correct Mary Poppins is.
That's the only way Mary Poppins speaks, so they had to get into the correct character frame.
What happened was they called up Bert, and they were like, Bert, we're making the best slash fic. Please, we need your insight on this, though.
I just love want to chim chim tree your way over here. That's so good.
That is awesome and disturbing all at the same time.
If you can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, prove it by calling our podcast hotline, 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-9627246.
Even more stupid after this break.
Yo, 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 we thought it would be cool to teach your kids to count good, so we'll share this little rap we learned growing in the hood. One, two, okay, let's see, another after that, and now we get
three,
four, five, six, and seven, eight, nine, ten,
and then 11, 12,
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, going more, but with this we'll stick, cause that's as high as we'll go without showing our number to your mother.
At the end of every show, Rita may elect into office one least stupidest person in the room. How we receive her vote is up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
With over 7 billion people in the world and a quarter billion of them use the Yahoo answer service, there's bound to be some questions that need to be answered.
There's only a little... You know what? You can go eat large, super-sized ostriches.
Delicious.
There's only a little time left in the show, so we'll have to be quick. I can't read. So we'll have to be quick if we want to help as many of these people as we can. I fell apart. This is the fastest we've ever gotten
through. It is, yeah.
And I fucked up the most.
That's all right.
This is weird. Jeff, why are you rubbing your beard on the microphone?
It itches.
Yeah, but that can't sound good.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Oh my god, when I edit these episodes, I hear every, like, sound. And like,
I breathe a lot into the damn thing. Jeff,
he's the champion at that.
Just like...
Or like... Pump.
Hang on. This is going to be a treat for you. This is going to be a treat for you. All right, you ready? All right. Ready? And this is what it sounds like when someone blinks on a microphone. And scene. There's only a little time left in the show, so we'll have to be quick if we want to help as many of these people as we can.
We'll each get 1 minute to answer as many questions as we can. If we get stumped, we have the one-time option to shout clarify so we can read some of the questions' details before answering. The person who answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will be the winner.
Yo, Papa G Money, as you were the winner last week's challenge. Wait, that's me! You have the option of who goes first in this week's challenge.
Alright, so who's playing this round? Jeff or Papa G?
Well, we'll see who here. I might have Papa G working for me.
Okay.
Since Zach's the new host here, I'm gonna have him guess first.
Oh!
Alright, and then you're gonna guess, Josh.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna guess.
So again, we'll read you the question. The clock won't start until after the question is completely read. You'll then have to give your answer. You are allowed to pass if it's too difficult a question to answer. You can pass, and remembering you have one clarify, which will stop the clock, and we'll give you details about the question, okay?
So I'm just answering these questions.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so scared.
You got it. You got to answer as many as you can within the minute. Why hasn't this guy accepted my Facebook friend request?
Oh, no, because he hates you.
Okay. Are black jeans okay to wear for job hunting?
Obviously.
Okay. When will gangsta rap die?
Never.
Never. Okay.
It's always around.
Okay. Is food safe to eat? Pasta?
Clarify.
All right, Zach, you decided to clarify on kind of a vague question there. This is from user Barfing Whale.
That is just a clever username.
Barfing Whale.
That's disgusting.
They're a top contributor too to the site.
So oh, God.
That's even more disturbing. My parents bought me some pasta last night, and there was no room in the fridge for it. I mean, there was no room. So I left it out in the microwave. I wanted to eat it for dinner, but I'm getting a funky smell off the pasta. It smells like vinegar, kind of. In the pasta, there is meat, one big meatball, and one sausage-link thing, plus a side of bread. Is it still safe to eat? And, I mean, it smells pretty funky. All right, your clock will resume now.
That's just a natural fermentation process. It's totally safe to eat, and it'll probably cure all diseases. It's penicillin.
There you go. Can I use my Visa gift card to buy another Visa gift card?
Of course! You could probably buy five.
Any unique and long names for baby girls?
Lashiqua Lashonda.
Okay, good. Are millipedes and centipedes related? What country do they live? Do they sting or bite if so are poisonous?
Oh, God, yes. They're all related. Just like Spain and Mexico.
Fair enough. If I poo in the fish tank, how long will it feed the fish?
Endlessly.
Time's up. I don't know if you got that on time. We'll check with Rita. But you said endlessly, so I think that's probably a good answer.
You should have said for the rest of their life.
That's for the rest of their life.
Why would someone even think that they can poop in a fish tank?
All right, here are some details here. This is from username Lizzie. I have a 40-gallon fish tank with several guppies and mollies as well as goldfish. So that would have been the clarifying details had you been able to clarify. But I think you did pretty well. Let's see.
I'm not feeling too confident. I'm a little scared.
All right.
Well, it sounded like he answered a lot.
He did. Let's see. Rita, how many did he answer correctly?
Zach, you answered 8 questions correctly.
8? I think that's a record,
That is
actually.
A record for us.
I think
we got our work cut
the best
out.
You've ever done was 7, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. You have the high score of all times.
Sup, motherfucker? Let's see what you got.
Yeah. It's not my turn.
All right. I'm going to throw down a sweet beat for you on this one.
Yeah, I can't rap because I'm not black. End it.
All right, Jeff, I would like to bring up Eminem.
Eminem?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Matas Yahoo.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I know. It was just, I can't rap. That was my rap. That's how I can't rap.
Okay.
See?
I think you are missing some of the most important ones. Did you say Vanilla Ice?
Oh.
No.
Well, then, fuck you.
He doesn't count. Uh-oh. I have upset the Zach.
Yep.
The Zach used Erupt.
Ice
is back.
It was
very successful. Ice is back with a brand new
rap.
Erection.
Erection.
He's gone edgy now.
Check out my hook while the DJ resolves it.
Nice.
So much.
Sorry. You were asking for it. All right. So the score to beat is 8, and it's now my turn, I believe you said?
It is your turn.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'll be reading you, not Papa G. Lovin.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Time starts after I read the first question.
Okay.
Okay? And just so you know, this first one comes from Brandon.
Brandon.
And he wants to know, if I drink my semen, will it work like steroids?
Probably not. The best that's going to do is, it's like the same thing as if you eat a watermelon seed, a watermelon will grow in your belly. Basically, a baby will grow in your belly.
Ooh. Which is worse, ignorance or apathy?
Well, ignorance is bliss. And I haven't heard of anything about apathy, so I'm going to go with ignorance.
All right. What do you do if you like someone and he turns out to be gay?
Well, it could be one of two things. If you are yourself the same sex as the person, then that's probably okay to pursue that.
If I've learned anything from the movies, you want to turn them.
Okay.
Is it weird that I'm offended when that my girlfriend farts while we're making out?
I'll just say yes.
How does sex work from start to finish?
Clarify.
All right. Josh wants to clarify on how does sex work from start to finish.
Even though I pretty much described it in the first question. Right.
Yeah. Well,
no, wait, that's how a baby's made.
We got to add in the description that this podcast is now informational.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a life help
We're
podcast.
Teaching you stuff to right. learn gooder.
Vic Swee wants to know, how does sex work from start to finish? Do you start with oral until a guy gets an erection? Or do you keep going? Or what do? And time starts now.
Pass.
All right. I made Jesus shaped pancakes, but burned them. Will I go to hell? Time's up.
Oh, no.
That's beautiful.
Are there any clarifying details behind
Christ
that?
Cakes.
Nope, just that she burnt pancakes. That looked like Jesus.
I think, okay, if I would have had time to answer the question. All right, so if you would only go to hell, is it after you burn them, you said, Jesus Christ! That's the only way I think that that
Damn. Holy
I should have skipped to the one I wanted to ask you.
Oh, what is that one?
SD from a dog? Is that possible?
Oh, no!
Here's a clarification on it.
I was just going to say, no!
All right. My son just tested positive for the clap. Gonorrhea for the scientific folk. I see him with a dog a lot, and one time I caught him with peanut butter on his you-know-what. Could have the dog gave him the clap?
Oh, my God, yes. No, but Jif definitely did.
Short answer, that's choosy moms choose Jif.
Exactly.
Also, schmoozy moms choose Jif, if you know what I mean. but no, you can't get the clap from a dog because dogs don't have hands. Rita, how many did I get right?
Josh, you answered 4 questions correctly.
4?
That's the worst, 4. I think.
No!
What year, motherfucker?
You still got me.
Yeah, Jif can take you down. He can tie you or you can beat you.
I will rape you. No, I won't.
Don't do that.
Now, no, I know you've expressed a disinterest in reading things. Would you like to read Jeff's questions to him? Or would you like me to take care of that? You would. Okay.
No stuttering.
No sabotage either.
Sabotage! Listen up, y'all! It's a sabotage!
Oh. I'm guessing that's more copyrighted music. We'll have to edit it.
Beastie
there.
Boys.
All right. This is going to be a music laden show, isn't it?
Yep.
The musical episode!
Da, da, da.
Nah, nah, it's a no brainer! Twirl.
Zach!
Lies, I just take a little pill!
Zach got 8 points and I got 4. Let's see if Jif will get any more. It's a no brainer.
I hate all of you.
All right, Jif, your time will start as soon as Zach's done reading the first question. Good luck.
Why would a singer have like 20 guitar picks stuck on his mic stand when he just uses one?
So at the end of the show, he can throw them to all his fans. Duh, haven't you ever gone to a concert show?
Idiot. What's the fastest legal way to save $1,000?
By not spending anything.
Okay.
Would it be weird if I was Ken for Halloween?
Like the Barbie Ken? If you're gay, no.
How come everything I enjoy always ends up with an intervention?
Because you're an alcoholic drug addict who loves speed and meth.
What really makes a girl stand out? How can I make a leash for my pet rock? I don't have string or ribbon.
You can use scotch tape.
Why does it feel like I have to poop all the time?
Okay, that's actually a serious issue. You are not getting enough fiber in your system because you're not regular. You can't just let that poop flow out. More fiber. Or Taco Bell will do it too.
Will giraffe fetus powder capsules make me grow taller?
Clarify.
Oh. All right. Jif, you clarified just before time was up. This may come down to it here. From username Jamal. Again, the question, will giraffe fetus powder capsules help me to grow taller? I'll be turning 15 next week, and I'm still only approximately 4'9", and haven't grown at all in the last 6 months. My second cousin's friend's brother's babysitter's illegitimate child's father recently informed me that I can purchase ground giraffe fetus powder tablets online.
Can you read that relation again?
Yes, definitely.
I need more clarification on that relation.
All right. my second cousin's friend's brother's babysitter's illegitimate child's father recently informed me.
Oh my God, wow. That's beautiful.
All right. And they also said they can help to stimulate my growth through hormone therapy and black magic. I searched around, but I've been unable to locate the giraffe supplements online. Where can I purchase them? So wait, they go from asking, will they help me grow taller, to where can I purchase them? Shouldn't the question be, where can I purchase giraffe fetus powder capsules to help me grow taller? No.
Because they're trying to figure out if they will make them grow taller.
Oh, okay.
And then as a second, they're like, and if they do, where can I buy them?
Okay. So does this really count as two questions, or is this only one?
This is only one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Then again, you did have our millipedes and centipedes related. What country do they live in? Do they sting or do they bite? If so, are poisonous.
That was like 10 questions in one.
That one should have got you more points, but Reed, I think, only gave you 1 point for that. Okay. All right.
Jerk.
So, Jeff, you have a little bit of time left, and it's going to start now.
Tie your arms to a tree and your legs to a horse and have the horse run. You'll get taller.
Okay. And time is up. Rita will be tabulating your points. Let's see how many you got.
Jeff, to beat Zach, you must have answered more than 8 questions correctly. The total number of questions you answered correctly is 8.
What?
Oh, it's a tie! Now, in the case of a tiebreaker, Rita, why don't you inform us of what happens again?
In the event of a draw, I will read one Yahoo Answers question to the tied players. The first person to buzz in with the correct answer will be this week's winner.
So, Zach, go ahead and buzz in. We'll see what your noise is for your buzzer this week. All right, very good, very good. And Jeff, buzz in. You, okay.
I'm in your mind.
I see that. That's the noise from Inception, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right, again, the final question, Rita.
What draws women to do porn? Zach.
Daddy issues.
Can we see daddy issues?
Show me daddy issues.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so you have won the bonus point, which means you're the winner. You're this weekly stupidest person in the room.
Wait, what's that?
You won.
What? Does anyone else hear that?
The least. What is that?
Well, I hear knocking.
Someone's at the door. Hang on, let me go get that.
Oh,
no!
What? Damn it! Oh, get them out! God, get them out of here!
I thought we killed all of them!
Oh, jeez.
God damn it.
This was a mistake to invite him on the show.
Yep.
All right.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right.
It's okay. We just won't feed him again.
Just like sea monkeys.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, very well done. That's your first win on the show.
Hopefully
to start a rally of many more.
I really just want to have some real talk.
Okay.
Real talk? All right.
Okay.
What's wrong? What do you need to know?
Real talk?
Hey, you can open to us.
Is it really true about the giraffe powder? I'm just, I'm scared.
You know,
is that a real thing? Giraffe fetus powder?
I really hope not. That's just sad.
I'm really scared. I'm scared that that's a real thing that exists that people actually think.
I really don't know.
I don't want that to be real life.
We can check to see what people answered in that question, if that's going to help ease your mind anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be right, though. That's the thing. Okay.
I'm terrified.
Oh, we got one guy who looks like he's pretty legit.
Okay. From user Susan Yarawanga, top contributor. She says, the giraffe fetus advice is just a hoax.
Oh,
all right. Feeling much better about that one.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay. I was so worried there.
Do you think we have a lot of giraffes who listen to our podcast?
I don't know.
I would assume so.
We should set a survey, though.
Survey going on the...
Are you a giraffe? Yes.
Maybe?
Well, also, actually, yeah, we should also be putting a survey to the which intro they liked this week. Did they like our gangsta intro or do they like our goofy intro? So we'll be putting two surveys up this week on their Facebook page. Make sure you vote. We'll announce the results next week. Also, the Dare for a Dollar is next week. Again, if you want to get in contact with us, you can follow No Brainer Show on Facebook. That's going to be facebook.com/NoBrainerShow.
Or if you'd like to tweet at us with a little birdie, that's at NoBrainerShow. And we have an email, which is NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
864-96-BRAIN. Call us, 864-962-7246.
And if you're the FCC, please don't call us.
No, please don't.
I'm LLZ.
And I'm Papa G-Lovin'.
Lastly, I'm Jay Sizzle, reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone.